With Richard Dawson after the last day against Derbyshire, final day of the season, and as a spinner, to have spinners deciding a game, I suppose on one level, is a refreshing change.
Yeah, not on the right side, though. So, he's a world-class spinner. We had to play him under pressure, and hopefully our lads, especially Hank and Brace, can take a lot of positives from the way they've played in this game over both of the innings. That's been really pleasing to see two 20-year-olds go now and batting the way they did against two international bowls. There's positives to take out of the defeat.
Five wickets to Tahir, two to Critchley, so seven to leg spin. Mm-hmm. At tee, did you still think that the pitch was good enough that you should be able to bat the game out from there?
At tee, Colonel was still had the wanting to win the game, so it wasn't a case of trying to bat out the game. His mind was positive and trying how to win the game, so you're not expecting your 9, 10, 11 to bat 30 overs against world-class spin. If they do, then brilliant, but realistically, we were going at a decent rate throughout the day. It was just we lost wickets at crucial times.
Was there a bottom edge to Phil's dismissal? That looked to be the case.
I don't know. I was sat right up at the top, so I couldn't tell that.
What did you think about the balance of what was set up? Because 380 and 80 overs is a long chase, isn't it?
It was. I'm not too sure how many options there were on the table, so it was a case of Colonel just... We said we'll play some positive cricket and give it a crack. Unfortunately, it didn't come off. And it's a good thing, the fact that the lads are backing themselves. Hopefully, we'll learn from playing in a pressure situation like that.
And is the biggest thing to come out of the season that you've got some young players who have got more first-team experience, and indeed the whole group collectively has got that now, and that's what you were... it's another stage forward from where you were 12 months ago.
Everyone should be taking things, whether you're 30, 35, 18, 20, 22. Everyone should be able to reflect on this season and move on in a better place.
And I suppose over the next... I suppose you'll have a break and then you'll digest, the coaches and the players will digest what's happened over the last 6 months.
Yeah, definitely. It's time now just to... I need a bit of time to have a think about what we can do and where we need to nail down. Today's probably not the day for it.
I appreciate that, because there is so much that happens during the season, and just actually a reflection on the shape of it now with the blocks. Do you think they work?
Well, this game, last game of the season, last week of the season, that's tough. I don't just mean this game, because you're obviously playing four back-to-backers. Late September's... the weather takes a huge part of it. Whether it's not necessarily rain, but bad light, so... That's been different. That six-week period from Cheltenham Festival through to the end of the T20 was physically and mentally tough as well.
There's some tired bodies now.
Yeah, some tired bodies, tired heads. But that's the English cricket season. It's been like that for years. So I don't know whether it's one of those other things. I'll take a bit of a sit down and look. But I suppose the good thing is we've actually managed the players fitness-wise and things like that. And where in the past we might not have got to the position of this with as many players available. Which is credit to the lads to keep going.
In a nutshell, what will they do over the winter? How many of them will be here and how many will go away and play some grey cricket?
We've got about half who are actually going to be away playing cricket. Around half. And then the others will be October off, a bit of fitness before Christmas, and then kick on with the cricket after Christmas.
You tend to split the work down, don't you? Fitness work beforehand and then cricket work afterwards.
As much for a mental break from the game than anything else. So, 4 or 5 weeks off now.
Hope your winter well. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Cheers, you. Tell me.